This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Leucine's role in cellular energy, how protein metabolism may reshape disease treatment. Researchers have identified leucine, an amino acid abundant in protein-rich foods, as a critical regulator of mitochondrial function with potential implications for cancer and metabolic disease therapy, according to a study published on Science Daily. The discovery reveals a direct mechanism by which dietary protein influences the stability and efficiency of energy-producing proteins within cells, opening new avenues for nutritional intervention in disease management. One of nine essential amino acids, leucine is uniquely positioned to activate mTOR signaling pathways that protect mitochondrial integrity. Leucine concentration and mitochondrial protein stability, relative protection levels of key mitochondrial proteins under varying leucine availability, as measured in cellular models, complex 1 integrity, 92P synthase stability, 87, cytochrome C oxidase function, 79%, uncoupling protein retention, 64%, without leucine supplementation, 31%. Source: Molecular Biology Research Consortium, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Leucine's mechanism: protecting the cellular powerhouse. The mitochondrion, often called the cell's power plant, generates ATP, the universal currency of cellular energy, through a series of tightly orchestrated protein complexes embedded in its inner membrane. These proteins are under constant threat from oxidative stress and proteolytic degradation. According to the research, leucine acts as a sentinel, activating nutrient-sensing pathways that stabilize these critical enzymes and prevent their premature breakdown. The study shows that leucine activates the mTOR complex through amino acid sensing mechanisms, which in turn upregulates the synthesis of protective proteins and suppresses autophagy of mitochondrial components when energy stores are adequate. This represents a direct molecular link between dietary protein intake and mitochondrial robustness. Implications for cancer metabolism and metabolic disease. Cancer cells exhibit a metabolic paradox. They often reprogram their mitochondria to favor rapid ATP production through glycolysis rather than efficient oxidative phosphorylation. By understanding how leucine regulates mitochondrial protein stability, researchers suggest they may be able to develop therapies that either restore normal mitochondrial function in healthy tissues or exploit this pathway to limit cancer cell proliferation. Type 2 diabetes, obesity, and associated metabolic disorders are characterized by mitochondrial dysfunction, particularly in skeletal muscle and adipose tissue. This new mechanistic understanding suggests that leucine's benefits may stem not merely from its role as a building block for protein synthesis, but from its direct protective effects on mitochondrial energy production. A 2024 review in PubMed Central cataloged over 150 studies examining leucine's metabolic effects. Yet the cellular protection mechanism described here offers a unifying explanation for many previously disparate findings. Bridging nutrition and precision medicine. This discovery sits at the intersection of nutritional science and molecular medicine, domains that have historically operated in relative isolation. The identification of leucine as a mitochondrial protectant suggests that dietary optimization may be more than preventive. It could be therapeutic. For patients with cancer undergoing chemotherapy, or those with progressive metabolic disease, leucine-enriched nutritional strategies might become a prescribed adjunct to pharmacological treatment. Read more about clinical updates on metabolic interventions. Outstanding questions and clinical translation. Several critical questions remain before leucine-based interventions can be deployed clinically. The optimal leucine dosing for different patient populations, stratified by age, disease state, and genetic background, has not been systematically determined. Furthermore, the interaction between leucine signaling and immune function in cancer patients requires clarification, as excessive mTOR activation can sometimes suppress anti-tumor immunity. The timeline for translation from bench to bedside is uncertain. Patients should avoid making changes to their protein intake or supplementation regimens based on this research alone. Consultation with an oncologist or registered dietitian is essential. For more information on emerging treatments, explore our pharmacy and clinical updates section. Key takeaways: leucine, an amino acid abundant in eggs, dairy, meat, and legumes, activates mTOR signaling pathways that protect mitochondrial proteins and enhance cellular energy production. The discovery reveals a direct mechanism by which dietary protein influences cellular energy production. This mechanism may have therapeutic applications in cancer and metabolic disease, though human clinical trials are still in early stages. Current evidence supports leucine's role as a nutritional intervention, but clinical protocols for supplementation remain to be established through rigorous trials. Frequently asked questions: can I increase my leucine intake through diet alone? Yes. Leucine is naturally abundant in protein-rich foods, including chicken, beef, fish, eggs, dairy products, soy, peanuts, and whole grains. Most people consuming adequate protein obtain sufficient leucine without supplementation. However, elderly patients, those recovering from illness, and athletes may benefit from targeted leucine-rich meals. Discuss with a registered dietitian: is leucine supplementation safe for people with diabetes? The evidence is mixed and highly individualized. Anyone with diabetes considering supplementation should consult their endocrinologist first, as leucine interacts with diabetes medications and metabolic control. Will this discovery lead to new cancer drugs? It is too early to say. The mechanism identified here is promising and preclinical, but translation to human cancer therapy requires validation in clinical trials, which typically take 5 to 10 years. No new drug based solely on this mechanism has yet entered clinical practice. The discovery of leucine's direct role in mitochondrial protein protection represents a significant step forward in understanding the molecular basis of nutritional metabolism. Over the coming years, as clinical trials accumulate data, leucine-based interventions may become integrated into standard care protocols for cancer and metabolic disease, transforming what was once regarded as simple dietary advice into precision medicine. Until then, the most evidence-based recommendation remains unchanged: consume adequate protein from diverse sources, maintain a balanced diet, and work closely with your healthcare team if you have serious illness or are considering supplementation. Source: scientists discover the nutrient that can supercharge cellular energy. Context: role in cellular energy, how protein metabolism may reshape disease treatment. Description: leucine activates mTOR signaling to protect mitochondrial proteins, enhancing cellular energy. New research explores implications for cancer and metabolic disease therapy. Author: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-21. Date modified: 2026-05-21. At context: I increase my leucine intake through diet alone. Accepted answer: AtType answer, text, yes. Leucine is naturally abundant in protein-rich foods, including chicken, beef, fish, eggs, dairy products, soy, peanuts, and whole grains. Most people consuming adequate protein obtain sufficient leucine without supplementation. However, elderly patients, those recovering from illness, and athletes may benefit from targeted leucine-rich meals. Discuss with a registered dietitian. Type question. Name: is leucine supplementation safe for people with diabetes? Accepted answer: at type answer, text. The evidence is mixed and highly individualized. Anyone with diabetes considering supplementation should consult their endocrinologist first, as leucine interacts with diabetes medications and metabolic control. At type question. Name: will this discovery lead to new cancer drugs? Accepted answer: tancer, text. It is too early to say. The mechanism identified here is promising and preclinical, but translation to human cancer therapy requires validation in clinical trials, which typically take 5 to 10 years. No new drug based solely on this mechanism has yet entered clinical practice.